Colorado rolled out a new system for unemployment claims on Sunday, but it doesn't work for some applicants. The Denver Post reports that over 100,000 people logged on to the new system in its first 2 days. It's called MyUI Plus. It took over 2 decades to create and cost almost $100 million. Some unemployed state residents reported problems trying to create accounts and reset passwords. With high unemployment due to the pandemic, thousands are depending on the new system to get them their benefits. State officials say that right now the system can only process weekly requests from existing unemployment recipients. They hope the system will be able to accept new unemployment claims by later this week. Boulder County reported 3 new deaths from coronavirus. Steve Miller has this update.
The 3 new deaths involved residents of long-term care facilities. 2 of the residents passed away Sunday and were in their 80s. A resident in their 90s passed away on Saturday. The Daily Camera reports that the 51 new cases the county reported Monday makes the 5-day average percent of positive tests dropping to 4.5%, down from the last report of 4.8%. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, there are a total of 4 COVID-19 B.1.1.7 variant cases in the state, 2 of which are from Albert County and 2 from the Veterans Community Living Center at Fitzsimmons in Aurora. The community living center cases of the variant involve staff members. The University of Colorado Boulder and other universities across the state are hoping that this semester will be less eventful than the last 2 semesters, as some of the schools ended up on the state's outbreak list. Universities are tweaking their game plans by starting off delaying in-person learning, counting on potential virus immunity, and implementing vigorous community testing in the hopes of fending off COVID-19 surges. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Colorado Supreme Court created a new standard for common law marriage Monday. The new definitions are gender neutral and are expected to be more inclusive for same-sex couples. The updated key factors in determining common law marriage are whether or not both people intended to enter into a marital relationship and if their subsequent conduct supported this decision. Colorado is one of only 9 states that still recognize common law marriage. A representative from the National Center for Lesbian Rights, quoted in the Denver Post, says Colorado's Supreme Court is the first of those states to set a modern standard for same-sex common law marriage. And Boulder Valley School District families who owed money for district child care saw that debt erased thanks to Impact on Education. The local foundation supports a variety of Boulder Valley school programs. They donated $25,000 to cover the child care bills for 53 families who could not afford the tuition but also could not qualify for state child care assistance. The district child care is critical for many working families. The BVSD provides care before and after school, Tuesday through Friday, as well as full-day child care on Mondays.